John Lennon changed the world. What if John was here today? What would he think of the world? Of music, art, politics, of life? Just imagine.
And join us every week for the brand new podcast, Talks with John. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and along with the amazing Tim Piper, you can find out what John thinks about what's going on in 2019.
It feels just like it's yesterday.
Plus, hear his Beatles stories, and, well, you never know what will come up.
Like being in the eye of a hurricane and wondering how the hell we got there.
It's unrehearsed, unpretentious, and often unexpected. And if you're a fan of the Beatles and John's, it's a podcast you don't want to miss.
There's no way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
Check us out at talkswithjohn.com and find us on social media. And make sure to subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever fine podcasts are heard. Talks with John, another mouthful from Mouthful Media.
From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Random facts today. How was your weekend, by the way?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
A little bit all right?
Okay. How's yours?
It was good. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for asking. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln's young son, Robert, wasn't at the theater when his dad was assassinated in 1865, but he was there when two other presidents were killed? He was with James Garfield at a train station in Washington, D.C. When he was assassinated in 1881. And he was in the same building in New York when William McKinley was assassinated in 1901.
I would say there's a pattern, but I mean,
don't go anywhere
two out of
with
three.
Robert Lincoln. No. Did you know that China drinks 38% of the alcohol in the world, but is nothing you've ever heard of?
Who does?
China. 38%. Really? Yeah.
What do they drink?
Well, 99.5% of all the alcohol they drink is a liquor called Baijiu. Baijiu.
Not Bijou?
No, not Bijou. And speaking of Washington, D.C., did you know the population of D.C. jumps 79% every day when people commute in to go to work? 79%.
79.
Wow. That means nobody that works in Washington, D.C. lives in Washington, D.C.
Can you blame them?
No. Well, Boston has the second biggest daily jump at 40%. Houston is third at 28%. I would have thought L.A. would have been up there, but a lot of people don't work in L.A. proper anymore. You know, they work in and around.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And the burbs.
Yeah, and the burbs.
Because what happens to the big cities is that they go down.
They go down?
They go down.
They go down.
Yeah.
Just like this show. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Kelly Clarkson feels sorry for Taylor Swift.
So? I don't feel sorry for Taylor.
You know, because now that
but
Taylor...
But she's got everything.
She does.
She does.
She does, yes.
And a handsome young buck, too.
Who's her handsome?
I don't know, but she's had him for a couple of years.
What?
Like, yeah, she's like
the same
quietly. It was his name, Joe or Alan or Adam or
maybe she doesn't have the lyrics written yet.
Yeah,
can't break up.
I don't think she does that anymore. She's so self-absorbed that all her songs are about her now,
or
not about
her
others.
Or Kanye.
Well, I think she's even done with that. I think she's only writing songs about Taylor.
Oh, look, maybe she's grown. So anyway, you know that now that Taylor lost her catalog to Scooter Braun last week.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm feeling kind of bad about that, too.
I'm not feeling that bad.
Lots of speculation. Well, these are...
She's still going to get paid.
Well,
look,
yes.
When Scooter sells those songs, or when people don't buy songs anymore, by the way, when people listen to Taylor's old catalog, then Scooter gets a little and Taylor gets a little.
True.
She's still going to get money.
So lots of speculation has been thrown out there.
Yeah.
There's one report that Taylor was offered the chance to buy her masters.
Mm.
But if she did that, she'd have to throw in and record for Scooter's label for the next 10 years.
Ooh.
I know.
That's like blackmail.
Yeah, that would be no.
Wow.
And that,
but stuff like that happens in the business all the time.
I know, but I don't blame her for saying no to that one.
Nasty
That's
business.
Bad, bad juju
Nasty.
Deal.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
So Kelly Clarkson,
she
has actually a good idea, I think.
Okay.
She suggests that Taylor re-record her entire catalog. A lot of people do. They remaster and blah, blah, blah. So that she retains rights to the new recordings.
Yeah, but you know what? The re-recordings are never right. They don't sound like the originals.
They don't have that magic. No.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, who's going to buy them? We have an oldies station. I think everybody knows that, that listens to the show. Mm-hmm. We have an oldies station. It's called BossBossRadio.com, if you didn't know. And we are often tasked with finding songs that we don't have in library. And we go back mm-hmm. and, yep, lots of re-records by some of your favorite groups.
Exactly.
But some of those original masters are hard to find. And so we look and
well,
look
and
look.
Well, she was a kid, too.
Who, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't make the best deal, I don't think. You know, she didn't know what she was doing.
What, was she 15 when she started?
I think she started when she was 15, 14 or 15, yeah. Yeah.
Kelly said that she'd buy all her songs if she did just to prove a point.
Well, good. Good for Kelly. Kelly's got plenty of bank.
Well, especially since she's on The Voice.
And I'm pretty sure that Kelly needs to go back and re-record all of her songs that she did with under the American Idol contract, which would have been, I think, about her first three albums, which she doesn't own either.
No, that's
see,
true.
See, the business sucks.
The business does suck sometimes.
However, both of these women are well-to-do.
Yes, they are.
With multiple houses.
Yes,
probably. And plenty of food to eat.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too happy with them.
Why? What happened?
They disrupted Royal Security's carefully laid plans at the Lion King premiere in London on Sunday.
Oh, no. What did they do to disrupt Royal Security?
Well, according to a source and pictures.
Yeah, and pictures.
The Carters breached royal protocol by arriving after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, is that bad?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Everybody comes before, and then the royals walk in last and greet their public.
So the source adds that when Beyonce and Mr. Z did arrive, they completely upstaged the royals, even getting a bigger cheer from the throng of onlookers.
Well, come on now.
I don't know about that.
It's Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're going to get a big cheer.
Now, afterwards, Beyonce and Megan, they embraced after the premiere. Aww. They exchanged niceties about Archie and the performance.
Yeah, wow.
Queen Bey was regally dressed in a golden gown.
Yep,
that was
slit
up to her waist.
Well,
must be in keeping with the Lion King theme, that whole gold stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Jay-Z's hair looked like he was probably channeling his inner Simba. It was just whack, man.
He was the lion roaring.
I do have a message for Beyonce, though.
What's that?
You're okay, girl. But your Queen Bey, that's a nickname.
Not to get too uppity.
You're not
not
a royal.
Real royal. She plays a queen in The Lion King, right? She plays Nala.
Still, she
gives
ain't
birth
no
to
royalty.
The new prince.
Don't upstage Prince Harry.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't mess with my people.
I heard a little story that Queen Elizabeth likes to eat chocolate biscuit cake.
Well, who wouldn't?
And that apparently that's her favorite dessert, and she will eat it. One slice a day until it's all gone. Or almost all gone. She'll leave one tiny piece left.
Case in point.
Mm.
Queen Elizabeth is a queen.
She is a queen.
And then she arrives after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
If she arrives at all.
If she doesn't have a prior engagement.
Right.
She can arrive last.
If I was her age, I'd have a prior engagement with Netflix and the couch every day. Every day.
I would have royal naps.
Go do royal things. I have Stranger Things to watch.
I have nothing to do.
You know who wasn't at the Lion King premiere in London?
And why not?
I don't know, but Halle Berry wasn't there. But I had a listener this morning share with me her latest Instagram. Anyway. Very ooh-la-la.
Letch. That's all the name. Halle Berry, please, for the love of Pete, just hashtag the guy something. Even you can do hashtag ugh. But just hashtag the guy, okay? Stop. He's desperate.
Stop. I'm not desperate. Anyway.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.